This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We will stipulate as we get going here that the jobs report this morning was pretty good. Very good, one might even say. And that 222,000 people got jobs last month in all kinds of industries, too. Healthcare, education, mining, and construction. Unemployment rose a hair to 4.4%, but in a good way because a lot of people entered the labor force looking for work. However, just because it seems we are not allowed to have unvarnished good economic news anymore, wages. Average hourly earnings were barely up in June, the latest in a long line of tepid monthly increases, which just isn't the way things are supposed to be working right now. We asked Marketplace's Mitchell Hartman to figure out what gives.
What's supposed to happen when unemployment's very low and employers are trying desperately to fill jobs?
Good old-fashioned supply and demand economics 101 would say pay more and solve your supply shortage.
Though economist Mark Fleming at First American Title says economics 101 seems to be on vacation right now. Employers complain they can't find qualified workers to hire, and yet they aren't raising wages much above inflation to get the workers they need. Darlene Miller is one of those employers. She runs Permac Industries outside Minneapolis, and she really needs to hire more precision machine tool operators. She says she is raising pay, but not any more than the competition.
You know, people are not going to jump ship if they're in a good job, $4, $2 an hour raise.
And she says she can't raise wages so much that her products become uncompetitive in an economy where inflation is low and increased costs are hard to pass on. Economist Mark Fleming says building contractors complain about a shortage of skilled construction workers, but they aren't hiking wages above the national average either.
There's reticence to increase wages because it makes construction of needed first-time home buyer homes economically infeasible.
Kathy Barrera, chief economic advisor at ZipRecruiter, sees a job market still scarred by the Great Recession. She says employers have been spoiled by years of having the upper hand.
Employers had their pick of workers, sort of been used to not having to raise their wages a whole lot and still be able to find workers.
She says, wait a while. In this tight labor market, she's pretty sure wage increases will come. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.